Show me love. Show me love.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Just Play Podcast featuring myself, Ryan Tricky, and the golden guy in the tennis world situated in Oxfordshire. The big man, his name is Andy Aitken. How are you, Andy Aitken?
Oh, what an intro. Very good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Not too bad, not too bad. So we're going to cut to it straight away. We have got a topic. We're in a season now where we're getting shorter nights. We're getting colder weather. And it's probably a big talking point around, you know, a lot of things, really. But we thought we'd divulge and talk a little bit about mental health and, you know, the difficulties maybe and the pros with coaches might face. And, you know, this might enlighten parents, it might enlighten other coaches, ideas and things that we might potentially struggle with and how we overcome them. And obviously things that, you know, we might do in place of our struggles or the, you know, the things that don't necessarily work and how we, you know, to keep the monies coming in, so to speak, and the business going. So should we go with yourself, Andy? The question being, as you see it, you've done coaching for a long time now. Do you ever experience any, or have you ever experienced maybe any mental health, not issues, like, you know, have you ever felt a little bit down, depressed, or, you know, kind of, you felt the highs of winter? What would you say you go through?
The highs of winter.
if I mean, it could be, could be. People love it. A day like today.
There might be, there probably are. Look, categorical yes. I think if anybody who is a tennis coach or is in the tennis industry, and certainly indoor, outdoor, cold weather, hot weather, I think any industry, you're always going to have those fluctuations in terms of being positive and negative. And I think certainly weather in our industry, for the majority of the coaches where we are in the UK, are probably going to have more ups and more downs and ups and downs, whatever you want to call them, in our colder periods, mainly because obviously we thrive in the summer months where the weather is good and work obviously is pretty steady, if not spiking, because a lot of people want to be outdoors. They want to be learning the skill of tennis, I guess, and want to get better. Whereas, yeah, this time of year, now in December, we're obviously looking at the weather and it being, yeah, pretty poor. Now, as you refer to, from a mental point of view, from myself and speaking about myself, and I think this is what this pod's about. It's probably more you and I speaking about our experiences and people being able to relate to it listening. I think for me, there are days, talking about the feeling first and foremost, there are days where I'm inside and I'm looking outside, trees are bare of leaves, there's been a frost, I can maybe see a lot of winds, I look at the forecast, there's rain due, there's a wind chill factor, and I'm going, it's not for me today, I'm really not feeling it. However, the way I've got to try and get myself going is, I guess I mentally try and, not necessarily play tricks on myself, but I try and find little goals. So, you know, an example of that might be in the day, I maybe try and pick a session that I'm going to try and do a bit of a challenge with, like, my kid, the kids that I teach or the players that I teach. There might be a session that I know is historically in that day that's always a bit more challenging. So I'm going to put a bit more focus into it. So I think just trying to break each day down from my perspective probably helps me mentally. I'm not good with doing possibly a long period of work and then having a break. So I'm one of these tennis coaches. I feel like I can do 4 or 5 hours in a row and I can keep a good steady level of coaching and I feel like I can deliver really well. If I have an hour and a half break, I sort of stop, go inside, rest, refuel, and then I find it hard mentally to get going again because I've sort of just stopped. So in answer to your question, yes, I struggle this time of year, weather, but I try and give myself little goals. I don't know about yourself.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you've touched base on it. I think the main, like, reason for me, obviously, when I'm coaching out in the wet, you know, outside, you know, if it's a cold, bright day, happy days, that's the highs, right? You know, you don't mind going out there and doing it. But like most people, it's, when it gets the cold, wet days, you're kind of thinking, well, because we're all self-employed, it's always a pinch on your purse, so to speak. So you're always kind of thinking, oh, how, if I don't do this, how can I, replenish it? I think for me, the financial factor of having a young family, and obviously cost of living prices where, and obviously what we've got, I think that tends to hamper me a little bit more. So if I see a rainy day, I kind of, I would say definitely it, you get, you're not depressed. I suppose you would. Maybe it is depression. You kind of get a little bit depressed because you're like, I don't really want to go out, but I need to also go out and, I need to earn money, right? So, and if you can't do it, then it puts pressure on the purse, so to speak. So kind of you're then having to fight or find other ways of trying to replenish that money. I don't know if you have that, you do a similar sort of thing, but that's definitely one. So I think, like the financial implications of it, and mentally the weather. I mean, we all love going out on hot days, don't we? And doing our line of work. I suppose, when it gets wetter and colder, what tends to happen with your program? Do you tend to have a drop in there, and are you seeing like, kids maybe, bailing out just because they don't like the weather? They like the tennis, but they just don't like the weather.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be customary of all programs. And I think, as you relate to a little bit there, I think that's going to have a little bit of an impact on our mental health as tennis coaches, because essentially we're a business, and we've spoken about this in other pods. I think if we are seeing numbers drop, although that is very much a financial strain, we are a business at the end of the day. We'd love to do this, I'm sure, for free if we were multimillionaires. But if you see numbers dropping off the program, you start to second guess yourself. You're like, actually, well, is this my coaching? Are the people dropping off because of the delivery that I'm giving them, or the service that I'm giving them, and they're not liking it? Or have they found a club and a coach nearby that they prefer? So you start to question yourself. That obviously has a bit of a negative impact. You obviously have coaches you can talk to. So we're very fortunate. We bounce off each other in the pod, and obviously over WhatsApp as well. But other coaches won't necessarily have that. They'll have a team of coaches potentially, but a lot of that might be very business orientated. There might be relationships that are very good there, but also relationships that aren't so good. And you may not feel like you could talk to somebody. So I think obviously leaning on family is good. However, they can maybe sympathize, maybe empathize as well in terms of the conditions that you're working in and also what you're doing. But yeah, the players that come to your program are your bread and butter. As much as you can deliver the best sessions that you can, you can't control the weather, can you, essentially? And if people are going to leave, they're going to leave. You can't handcuff them and say, you're having coaching through the winter. This is it. It's great for you. And as I'm sure you'll allude to, there are those. What's the best way of putting them? I hate calling them seasonal players, but I guess that's what the reference is. They are very much sort of your end of March. This is in the UK, of course, to October players. So they'll play 8 months of the year, and then there are those, that November to February time where actually the weather does drop. And yeah, and they drop out, and you start to question yourself as a coach. But I wonder whether is there any time that you sort of question yourself as a coach, sort of from a mental point of view? Has there been any sessions that you've sort of delivered, or a pupil, obviously not naming any names, where you've sort of gone, actually, God, this is really tough, and I really don't know whether I'm doing the right sort of job here, I guess.
Absolutely, yeah. I think there's definitely sessions we go into, and like you said earlier on, it's like, there's sessions in there that you kind of would, within the best will of the world, you love the, love to get out with the kids, but sometimes those sessions are a bit tough, right? So obviously being a cold, wet day, it's really tough, and sometimes because they're cold, the kids play up a little bit, obviously that's just what happens. And I think it's really tough just to, like you say, you put all those like kind of negative compounding thoughts in your head, don't you? Is it my session? Oh, the weather, that kind of stuff that really kind of can influence and impact your session as a whole, right? You feel like you're giving it all, but they're not either listening or just not turning up on that day because they're cold or whatever happens, they you've got to keep a kid that doesn't really want to be out in the cold kind of happy and playing. But maybe it's just like we just got to say just get on and go, really, haven't we? That's basically our job at the end of the day in the winter. We just got to get out there and get out and do it. I was going to mention the other thing, possibly that I probably find it a bit hard is, you and I are very much out at work, like to be there, a lot of the week, doing quite a few hours, definitely in the summer, as most coaches will probably do. They'll kind of compound lots of work in the summer and realize they're doing less in the winter. But going from a time when you've got lots and lots of hours and your head's always in, in the kind of automatic mode, to then just having that stop. So let's say, I don't know, you've had a couple of rainy days. We've had a couple of rainy seasons, haven't we? And some of those days or weeks, you might have lost a little bit of money, lost a day's work, and then you've got that time to yourself. And it's about how you can keep your mind busy for me, like whatever that may look like, whether you're going running, whether you're doing some admin, or whether you're kind of, meeting up with a friend. So it doesn't feel like it's the void for me. I think I struggle with a little bit. So if I've got like, 6 hours off, and I know I've got to, I think it's quite hard just kind of, just sitting still and actually relaxing. But we obviously need to do that as well, don't we? Right? Because we do so much. I think we also really need to realize actually it's okay to relax. And it's okay, it's fine. The weather is like it is, and just accepting that, it is what it is, and kind of trying to move on and trying to make the best, best feeling of it. But ultimately, it's still quite hard, for us to take, isn't it? So,
I think sort of one of those, like you refer to, like switching off, is obviously we've got to be family people as well. Obviously family men, speaking about us, and obviously there's a good friend of ours who might be listening to the pod as well, who is going through like some tough personal issues at the moment with family. And I can only, obviously we reach out to him and we hope that obviously everything gets resolved, but it must be, using his situation as an example, it must be pretty tough to step on court, be really focused when there are things off court that are mentally driving you elsewhere. You want to be this family person, you want to be obviously this great tennis coach as well, but you're almost being pulled two ways, and probably in different ways as well. And it must be, mentally pretty tough. And I'm sure you and I experience this, these kind of things as well. You're always trying to be there for your other half, and your family. You've got a business to run, you've got players to look after, and care for, and do due diligence, and safeguard for them. So there's so many hats that we have to wear, but probably ironically the most important hat that we have to wear is our own hat, and we have to look after ourselves, because if we don't look after ourselves, we can't deliver the service for the people we teach. We also can't be that family person, because as much as you quite rightly say, switching off from work is very, very hard, and if you bring that home with you, I think that's where things can start to get a little bit neglected in certain areas, and potentially made harder.
yeah, I totally agree. And I think obviously we don't want to make this podcast seem sort of doom and gloom and that type of stuff. We've kind of probably drawn it to a fairly negative light, but it is, I think it's important to talk about it. And men, I suppose, maybe more so. I'm probably certainly somebody who likes to, I don't really want to have the aggro, so I'd rather keep it in and try and make other people happy than to say it. And I think it's important for us guys to kind of, have like me, like Andy's great to kind of like speak to for me, because I, we can obviously, we're in the same environment all the time. So we, we're going through same experiences. And yeah, I think it's really important to be able to talk to people on honestly. I think not kind of like holding back and just pretending to be someone or something, something that you're not, sort of thing, because it only just, hides that problem even more. But bouncing back the other way, we don't want to. These are the kind of factors that maybe we're struggling with. So, Andy, going back to you, what are the kind of things that you do then to make it seem a bit better, to overcome these problems?
Yeah, I think as you quite rightly say, we've got to look at solutions to problems, right? We can all get in a rut. So for myself personally, it's speaking to people like you. I think the old and I want to say an analogy, it's not an analogy as such, but probably a saying is like a problem shared is a problem halved. So I think, like you've sort of said there, trying to keep it to yourself, letting it manifest, probably expands, grow, probably isn't great. Whereas letting it out, you may not get the solutions to your problem that you want to know. Obviously, I've shared stuff with you've done vice versa to me, and we hear from each other. And it's like, oh, actually, I didn't think about that. It's not quite what I wanted him to say, but it kind of puts it in a different light. And we're never going to be perfect people to each other, but we're also always going to be understanding of each other's problems and trying to understand life situations as we do with customers. So certainly for myself, sharing a problem. I think the other thing, like you say, is to switch off from off-court stuff. So for me at the moment, rightly or wrongly, I'm quite invested into paddle. So I'm trying to keep it a little bit tennis orientated, but trying to go and play paddle socially is very much a bit of an out for me. Spending time with the family, of course. I'm very much, jo I jokingly say to my partner when we have a day off, she's like, oh, what do you want to do today? I'm like, I just want to be indoors. And she's like, and she's probably been stuck indoors the entire week with the little one. And she's like, oh, I want to get out today. I'm like, oh, I'm happy to get out, but I just want to be indoors somewhere. So I kind of, you sort of want to have that day where actually I don't want to be outside because the weather this week has been shocking. Or ironically, when the weather's been brilliant and I'm burnt to a scalp on top of my head, I'm like, I just want to be in the shade now. I'm happy to be outside, but I need to be under an umbrella or something like that. I'll put about 20 different hats on again. So to cover my head. But yeah, all jokes aside, I think it is very much just finding interests away from work, regardless this is tennis coaching, and you quite rightly said it earlier again, alluding to it again, you've got to be able to switch off. And if you can't, I think there are then probably people you need to speak to professionally, and that's what they're there for. I think you've just got to have little coping mechanisms, and that for me is just interests outside of work. How about yourself?
Yeah, I resonate with a lot of the stuff you're kind of saying there, to be fair. I rightly or wrongly, I say you need to have like this outlet. I think outlets are good because I think from a family's point of view, spending the time with the family is really important. Going out and doing stuff, that's definitely an out, as we're calling it. And it's good to have like that family time, very important. But I also think, obviously, we're all in family time, and sometimes you just need to have, a bit of you time, or you need a bit of you and your partner time, or, because obviously we've got kids as well. And obviously, when we come back from our, as you say, we're putting different hats on, we come back from our work of, however many hours a day, to then put your dad hat on, which can sometimes, again, compile more negative, I suppose, if they're not going to bed and that type of stuff, or compile great stuff, of course. So it's putting the hats on for me. I think, having that time to like go and do a date night or something, or go and do, something with you and your partner, or go and do something for yourself. And me in particular, I kind of like football. So I also like football. I like other sports, golf as well. We obviously play golf sometimes. And I think it's just that time where, because we're always speaking to a lot of people, coaches are always listening, always, mentally kind of in the zone, aren't they? And to allow ourselves to go and play like a round of golf, or for me, I go and play for a football team, which I conveniently now manage. It's just a kind of an outlet where you can go and socialise outside of that space and just be. So for me, I think that is one thing that I'm doing, playing a bit of football. That's my main outlet. But then obviously, going out with the family, I think it's really important. And in terms of kind of different things that I might do to try and make things a bit better, I'm kind of just saying, like, I'm trying to tell myself actually, it's okay to have a little rest, So not being too kind of hyped up on having to be moving all the time. My dad will probably say the same to me. It's like he's always on the go. He always wants to be on the go. And like you, like when it's kind of like a bit when you've been outside all the time or you've been chatting all the time, I quite like to come in and just listen to a bit of, YouTube, or I might want to just not speak for much or have a bit of a quiet space or just somewhere to kind of just be me for a bit to decompress, I suppose, the day maybe. Rather than come into the kind of rat race that sometimes is like putting kids to bed and that type of thing. So yeah, so I think, I'd say giving yourself that time out, I think for me, I think also, learning to know when to stop. I mean, I think we're probably both yes men, aren't we, sometimes?
Yep.
Fair to say. So we're
Just
kind of
like
like, and again, we probably haven't touched on it, but because obviously we lose work, you always want to gain work. So you're more, almost more likely to say yes. And I think it's actually sometimes going, well, actually, no, I've got to take that time off just to break it down a little bit and kind of, balance the life out a little bit. So, yeah, I think, yeah. So for me, I think it's having the out family time, having your quiet space, and hopefully having an understanding partner that can, know if you can only come back and give 25%, for example, that she can pick up the 75% that day. And then obviously if it comes back and then she's like, 40%, and I've got to find something to give 60%. And then hopefully you kind of, I think that's kind of going into relationship stuff, but I think equally that helps, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah, agreed. No.
So, yeah, I mean, I think, we've probably talked to, is there anything else you want to add to that at all?
No, I mean, we could certainly touch on sort of players and parents as well. I think a lot of what we covered is going to be very similar to them, and not that we're again talking first and foremost about ourselves. Yeah, rightly or wrongly, we're doing that because we can speak from the horse's mouth, so to speak, today. We can speak about what we're doing, but I think what we're also aware of is people in society, the people that we teach, the people we interact with, and knowing that actually there might be strains in their life. There might be health strains, financial strains, lots of different avenues that we don't know about, but we're always keen to have a listening ear, and also, yeah, just accommodate what they might be going through. Because look, we're all in this in a strange kind of way together. We're in one world. We should, in theory, be helping each other. I appreciate that sounds like a very positive way of thinking, and there are going to be people in this world that do not have the same kind of opinion and are here to change the world for potentially the worse. But I think, yeah, we are all trying to live in the same space and trying to enjoy life. So, in the most positive way, why
Yeah.
don't we?
Yeah. And I think, yeah, just to like to close it really. So, coaches out there that are listening, because it's mainly directed at you at the moment for this particular podcast, just try and evaluate and reflect a little bit more and just see where you're at and see whether there are things that you're doing too much or too little. See if you can kind of reflect and make changes that can answer those problems. So, if you feel that you are stressed out there, or if you're having arguments with, your partner, because our job is antisocial at the end of the day, it's in, odd times. It's just finding a way of whether you take that evening off and just say, well, I'm going to answer that problem and take my wife out for a meal, let's say, and hopefully that appeases that type of situation, give you a bit of you time and find a balance basically.
Yeah,
But
agreed.
it's been great to speak to you, mate, as usual.
Absolute pleasure. And yeah, very good topic. So yeah, I loved it today.
Cool. We'll speak to you guys soon. Hope you enjoyed it.
Take care.
Take care.
Show me love.